A native of Haiti, Lexius St. Martin came to the United States as a refugee at the age of 11. His attorney, Evan Fisher, says he has no friends or family there. His father and brother have become U.S. citizens. His brother now works as a police officer in Florida. But St. Martin never established citizenship, and a 2008 conviction for trafficking cocaine in Maine made him a target for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, even though he completed a 7-month jail sentence a decade ago. Fisher says St. Martin arrived in Haiti on Tuesday.
He has no ID. He has no Haitian ID or passport. And his main driver's license was taken from him at the airport by customs officials. So he has no identification, nowhere to live. He's homeless in Haiti. And that's something he's described as worse than being in jail.
Fisher had filed a lawsuit alleging that St. Martin's due process rights were violated when he was held indefinitely in detention. He's also asked for help from members of Maine's congressional delegation, who could draft a private bill that could help bring St. Martin back to Maine. Fisher says St. Martin's wife, Mindy, who's expecting their third child in May, is devastated that her husband has been deported. He owned a cleaning business and was the family's only source of income.
My sister and Lexius bought a house this past year, so finances are, there's none really.
John Reynolds is Mindy's brother, who attended a Portland rally in support of immigration reform on Wednesday.
She's lucky enough that we can, you know, take them in for the meantime while she either rents her house out or sells it, because she's going to be with a husband regardless. Can't let this break them up.
Reynolds was also among dozens of people who turned out for a Waterville rally in support of Lexius St. Martin earlier this month. Family members describe him as a friendly, hard-working man who's turned his life around. But being thrust into Haiti, a country that is struggling with the effects of natural disasters, civil unrest, and systemic poverty, is not going to be easy for him, says Evan Fisher.
I can only imagine that Lexius being displaced there with no ID and no support system is going to have a very hard time. So I'm really concerned about him and his safety and just how he's going to get by.
Fisher says he hasn't been able to speak with St. Martin himself. His client doesn't have a phone. In fact, the only way the family was able to confirm that he'd been deported was when Lexius called them using a phone he borrowed from someone in Haiti. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.